In 1882, Friedrich Nietzsche, in his work, The Joyful Pursuit of Knowledge and Understanding, wrote these infamous words, "God is dead." Nietzsche used the phrase to describe what the Age of Enlightenment had done to Christianity and Western civilization. The Enlightenment period, the advance of science in the modern age, had rendered God useless and unnecessary, so Nietzsche taught. Science, after all, could give explanation to everything in existence, or at least it soon would be able to. Therefore, God was no longer needed or necessary. God was simply the crutch of the weak-minded. So, for instance, before, farmers would pray to the Lord for rain at the proper time, sunshine, and for a bountiful crop. But now, if farmers paid attention to taking care of the soil, making sure to store up reservoirs of water, use the right pesticides, then they themselves could reap plenty. God was not involved in the equation at all. And much like the Philistines set God on a shelf and said, "You are now a servant of Dagon," and much like the Israelites claimed that the glory had departed, so too did Nietzsche set God on the shelf of history, in essence saying, "You had a good run, but your days are now numbered before anyone will ever think of you again. You have now been replaced by science and reason and personal choice." But Nietzsche knew that something, someone, must replace this vacuum that we called God. This empty place in culture and in heads and hearts must be replaced by something. So Nietzsche proposed that instead of being discoverers, humans must become creators themselves, and that humans must become gods ourselves. The Israelites thought they had lost God. The Philistines thought they had bested God, and today we think we can become gods. And that's exactly the air we breathe, gods ourselves, while trying to hold on to a token idea of God. My friends, our lives are found entrenched in cultural ramifications of Nietzsche's statement, "God is dead." The environment all around us wants to move as quickly as possible away from objective, universal truth, away from anything having to do with a God who is all-pervasive, to whom we are accountable. They have pushed God into the margins of culture, hoping that he will simply fall off the cliff of society to be seen no more. This mindset and philosophy has taken root in just about every institution except for two, and that is the family and the church. But you better believe the attack is taking place there as well. Just think about some of the good luck well wishes that have been espoused over the graduation season a few months ago. Things such as, be true to yourself, follow your heart, chart your own course, create your own destiny. Those may seem like nice inspirational placards to set on your desk, but they're full of a Nietzschean, secular, you can become God mindset. You know, when this first audience would have read the opening scene of 1 Samuel 5, they would have chuckled. This is truly funny stuff here, but they would have been reminded about the independent power of God. He is not helpless. He is never defeated. Even when it looks like his people are defeated, God is arranging the chess pieces on the board to teach his opponents and his people a lesson. So let us be reminded, as we assess the culture around us, that just because someone says God is dead and is no longer useful for society, that doesn't make it so. And even when it appears that the people of God are defeated or pushed out of the cultural mainstream, don't forget that God may be arranging the pieces on the board to remind us that he is all-powerful. Sometimes he does his work in the dead of the night when no one is suspecting a thing, on the margins where God does some of his most amazing work among the most overlooked people in the world in order to shame the rich, the strong, and the wise of the world. The heavy hand of the Lord shatters false gods. Today when you pray, please pray for Angel Colon and his family, our missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Makanda Life Word broadcast that's heard in Mozambique.